In our previous year, we began a discussion about chuppah and what is considered a valid chuppah. We quoted the opinion of the Rambam that chuppah is bringing the woman into the home and having into his home and having yichud with him, her. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nun Hey Sif Aleph teaches us as follows. Harusa sur l'baal medivrei seifrim. Harusa is also to her husband midirabonon. Kol man shi b'beis aviya. As long as they're in the same home. V'abal harusa b'beis chamav. As the Rambam says, we quoted the Rambam the previous year, somebody who has relations with his harusa while she's still in his father's home, makna se makas mardis. V'afil b'yichud asurim. And therefore, says the Ramah, Oris and Arusa may not have yichud. Ulkein Orishu Marusos Beis Echod. And therefore, if you would find an Oris and Arusa in one home, Bevarchen Zayin Brachas, we should make Sheva Brachas, Pen Yisyachtu. V'yesh Oimrim, Dein La'adur B'yachad Shloi Kitzu Zebezeh. An Oris and Arusa should not live together. They shouldn't come to find themselves repulsive one to the other. V'afilu B'shaduchim B'loi Erisin. The Ramah says, Yesh Lokosh, that the chassan and kala shouldn't be together too much. Vafilu, continues the Shulchan Aruch, im kitchen v'biya osla lova v'labi shniya v'bayis avia, even if there was kedushin with biya, he shouldn't make a second biya, at shiyavi oysalotech beisoy, until he brings her home, v'yisyaknima, v'yafrishen alay. So the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the opinion of the Rambam, that the definition of chuppah is shiyavi oisoy l'toich beisoy, bring her home, v'shiachnima, and have yichud, v'yafrishena loy, and make her your wife. V'yuchad zu hu anikra k'nisil chuppah, v'hi anikra k'nisun. This is chuppah, this is nisun, become mokin. V'abal rusos l'shem nisun, acha shekitcha. If somebody has relations with a rusa after nisuin, mishyarba kona v'nasas nisua v'rei kishtul chaldavar. If somebody had bia with his arusa, she becomes his wife. V'tzorach levarach birchas chasana beis achosin kodim nisuin. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Rambam that chuppah means yichud, means knisel chuppah and yichud, and as we discussed in the previous year, the Rambam means, based on the Rambam in Halacha Beis and Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus, Yichra Roi Labiya. But now the Ramah begins. V'yeshayim the chuppah ain't a yichud. The chuppah doesn't mean yichud. Akol shaviyah chosin l'beis l'shem nesuin. Here the Ramah says that as long as the chosin brings the kala to the home l'shem nesuin, that's considered without any yichud. V'yeshem shachuppah hi shaparsin suna al roish b'shas habracha. Where they put the veil on top of the kala. V'yeshem the chuppah psula mishyotz b'inuma psula is as soon as she goes out with that veil. V'almana mishin tziyachtu. Almana needs yichud. And the Mepharshim explain, the Nois HaKelim here in the Shulchan Aruch say, that this is based on a Yerushalmi that differentiates between the chuppah of a besula versus the chuppah of a almana. Says the Ramah, V'aminik pasha ach shalikras chuppah, mokav shem nechnisim yiriya prusa agab kuntzois. He says, what do we consider a chuppah? We consider a chuppah, as we know, when they make the canopy on top of poles, and the chosn and kal stand under that kal canopy in front of the audience who's by the wedding, and that's where kedushin is done, and then berachas erim v'nesuin are recited. They take them to their home, and they eat privately. That is what we do to be considered chuppah. So again, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, as we said before, like the Rambam. And Ramah adds that there are other opinions, what is considered a chuppah, bringing the kala to his home, even though there is no yichud, putting the veil on top of the kala, or going out with the veil in the street, or standing under the chuppah. And we're makpid to really do all of these things. We know we make a badekum, where we cover the kala's face with a veil. We have a chuppah, where we say birchas erev and nesuin. And then we have a yichud room, where the chassan and kala go after the chuppah. To fulfill really all of these various opinions that we just cited by the Ramah. However, we obviously see that there's a very fundamental machlokes between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah doesn't say that the yichud has to be a yichud aroy labiyah. If anything, the Ramah says that they have to eat together, but it doesn't speak anything about biyah. What will be the nafkamina? There'll be a number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina, as we discussed in the previous year, will it be required? How long will the yichud have to be? Because as we quoted a machloikis in our previous year between the Bach and the Beis Shmuel, does it have to be a yichud haroy labiyah? The Beis Shmuel said that it does, the Bach doesn't. That's only in discussing the opinion of the Rambam. But it seems that according to the Ramah, everybody would agree that the Ramah doesn't speak about a yichud haroy labiyah. Furthermore, what would be the halacha about a chuppas nida? So as we learned in the previous year, it is very much the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchas Ishus Halacha Beis that says that a chuppas nida is not considered a chuppah. And we discussed in our previous year that does it affect anything or does it affect something according to the Rambam? But it's certainly not considered a full-fledged yichud, a full-fledged chuppah, a full-fledged nesuin. According to Ramah, who doesn't mention anything about Bia, it seems that it's not an issue. But the Ramah says you have to bring the kala lebesoi. That's why the halacha is that when the chassan brings the kala to the yichud room, we have to be careful that yichud room becomes the room of the chassan. That's why the minig, and it's not just the minig, it's what the halacha requires, is that the chassan and kala, that the caterer who owns the catering hall should be makna the room, the yichud room. Maybe we'll see not just the yichud room, but certainly the yichud room to the chassan, because otherwise you don't have that he's bringing her lebesoi. The Ramah, as we quoted, says that it is the opinion of some Rishonim that Parson Suda al Roisha, when they put the veil over the Kala's head, that is considered the Chuppah. If that is considered the Chuppah, then there's a few halachas. There are different minhagim about who does the Badekun. In many communities, the bedekun is done by the chassav. And that is understandable if that's we're trying to accomplish a chuppah, so the chassan has to be making the chuppah. But in certain communities, the minig is that other people, the chassan doesn't even go to the bedekun, that the parents or other people go to do the bedekun. So how could that work? It was saying that according to Ramah, that is the chuppah, and of course the chassan has to be the one doing the yichud, the chuppah? The answer is that bizman hazeh, nobody could suggest that putting the veil on top of the on the face of the kala should be considered a chuppah. Because let's review what we're learning. We're discussing the chuppah, and the chuppah, as we've just learned in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, is what accomplishes nesu'in. We know that nesu'in has to be preceded by erisin. So in the times of Chazal, they used to make erisin, and then many months later is when they made the nesu'in. So it could very well be that if you have a chas and a kala, the kala is indeed mu'reses. So the yichud, the chuppah that happens later is what makes the nesu'in. And the Rama is telling us that putting the veil on the in front of the kala's face is the chuppah. But bizman hazeh, where we do the erisin and the nesu'in simultaneously, essentially, under the chuppah, so we didn't have erisin yet. You can't have erisin before you have nesu'in. So yes, our Gemara is following the opinion of Rav Huna that chuppah can make erisin. But then, what are we having? Two chuppahs? One is the face covering, and one is the actual chuppah. So therefore, the halacha is, therefore, most poskim are of the opinion that the minig that we cover the face of the kala is only because of a minig that's a time to give a bracha to the kala. We know it's zeicha to the marriage of Yaakov to Leah, where he didn't know that she was Leah. He thought that it was Rachel. But not that is what accomplishes a chuppah. And again, there will be a very important nafkamina. Do you need to have Edim for the Badekun? If we say that the Badekun, we want to follow all the opinions of the Rama, and we're doing the Badekun to create a chuppah, so then of course we'll have to have Edim for that. And when we say Edim, it's not just that the two people seeing and watching. We have to designate them to the exclusion of all other Edim. It'll have to be with all the halachas of Edim. If, however, it's certainly, as we explained a moment ago, that can't be what's today a chuppah, so then we wouldn't require Edim for the Badekan. As we said earlier, and this is what the remark concludes with, that what we really consider the chuppah is, and what we call them, is that the chasen and kala stand under the canopy, and are together. Now there are very many different menhagim how that should be accomplished. Minig in many places is just to have a canopy on top and four poles, and they stand under that. Others have, and that's what it seems what Rama means to say. Others, however, say that no, the chasen and kala have to be together under one covering. And that's the basis for the minig, that in certain communities, the chasen and kala are covered with one talis under the chuppah. That's what is considered the actual chuppah. Moreover, there are poskim that suggest that a chuppah should be made with four poles. There are people that want to make chuppahs in different manners and different fashions. There are poskim, the Michas Yitzchak says it should be four poles. Why should it be four poles? Because when you have four poles, you have now Tzuras HaPesach from all four. So it's considered a completely enclosed area. And that's maybe part of what is meant with making this type of a chuppah, that they're in the chassan's private area. And according to this approach, not just the yichud room should the caterer be makna to the chassan, but the makam ha-chassan chuppah should also be nikna to the chosin, that's the place where he's doing the chuppah. It's interesting. Afterwards, it says, Merlicha Maisam, they go. So there are those that say from here, if we want to do it exactly as it says, the Ramah says, Vakach, they walk, V'oichlam B'yachad, so they should walk Dal Ramas. It's interesting, the B'nai Yisoska quotes the Zohar, that is an opinion that the Kalah should walk in to the Yichad room before the Chosin. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yabi Oim Chelek Hey Simen Ches says that for whatever reason there's a minig by the Sfaradim that they don't do Yichud right after the Chuppah. And he therefore says there's a very big issue, that there's a big hefsek between the Yichud, between the Nesu'in and the Yichud. So he goes into a whole discussion, what are the Birchas and the Nesu'in? Are they Birchas HaShvach? Or are they Birchas HaMitzvahs? And certainly it seems that he agrees that there should be no hefsek. As we said before, it's important that the room, the Yichud room, should be a room that belongs to the Chosin. They should be makna the room to the Chosin. They should, as Oichlam Yachad, they should eat together, so they should be careful, besides if they were fasting, but even if they weren't fasting, they should eat together. And the question of Yichud, what the definition of Yichud, is as we discussed earlier. Certainly according to the Rambam, according to the Beis Shmuel, you have to have a Yichud Arui Labia, and therefore they have to be in the room for 7 to 9 minutes. But there are many Paiskim, particularly if you follow the opinion of the Ramah, that you don't have to have a Yichud Arui Labia, and therefore they don't have to have such a long time being there, and they don't have to, and even if there are other people in the room, it will still be considered a valid Yichud. And that is indeed the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Yud Aleph, that he says people walk in and out of the Yichud room the whole time. The Kitz of the Shulchan Aruch paskins that L'chatchila, you should have nobody in the room during the Yichud room, but b'di'eved, if there are people walking in and out of the Yichud room, it's acceptable. I mentioned a few moments ago the tshuva of Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Avadya Yosef in Chelik Hay of the Yabia Omer, Eben Ezer in Simon Hay, Vav, and Zion has a discussion about this shaila of the chuppah and the yichud, and he wants to say that there's actually a machloikis. What is the correct nusach of the Birchas Eirusin? Is it al yidei chuppah vikidushin, or is it al yidei chuppah bikidushin? So he says that machloikis really depends on what is a chuppah. That according to the Rambam, who explains that chuppah is that they bring the kala into his home and he's misyach with her. So the kedushin always precedes the chuppah, because first you make the kedushin and then your chosin brings the kala to her house. But according to the Ramah, that the chuppah is as soon as they're under the canopy, so the kedushin is after the chuppah. So that's why he says, according to the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, the right lashon is ayidei chuppah bikedushin, because the chuppah comes after the kedushin. But according to the Ramah, ayidei chuppah bikedushin, because the kedushin and the chuppah happen at the same time under the chuppah. Also, he says, and again, this goes back to what we just said a moment ago, that apparently the minhag by the Sfaradim, which Rav Avadya Yosef is discussing, is that they don't do the yichud until after the wedding. So why would be the halacha if the chuppah took place on Wednesday, for example, and the yichud didn't take place until Thursday. So the question is, as far as Sheva Brachas are concerned, when do we start counting the Sheva Brachas? Do we start counting the Sheva Brachas from Wednesday, or do we start counting the Sheva Brachas from Thursday? So again, according to Ramah, it's all done at the same time. So whenever the chuppah took place, that's the day when we start counting the Sheva Brachas. So he says that even according to the Sfardim, since, as we've just quoted, there are Rishonim that say that standing under the chuppah is what makes a chuppah, and there's a rule of Suffolk Brachas Lahakal, therefore, even the Sfardim would begin, and the example we gave, begin counting the Sheva Brachas from Wednesday. But on the other hand, he says, that's the Suffolk Brachas Lahakal. But there's sometimes we have to go the other way. As far as the Chassan not being allowed to work during Sheva Brachas. So for that, he says, you can't start count, you shouldn't start the count from Wednesday. You should start the count L'chumra from Thursday. And he says also, as far as not saying Tachnun, we shouldn't say Tachnun starting from the count being on Thursday if the Chassan is in the shul.